been investing in gold and silver. You had a good day yesterday. Well, provided if you wanted to sell, you see as well. As I mentioned, gold setting a new intraday record at 2013 and 60 cents an ounce. $2,013.60. Can you imagine? It's incredible. Silver up 4.7% to 25.56 an ounce. But if you've invested in gold over the last several years, that was a big pickup for you. And what does it mean? I have no idea. I'm not an expert on the economy and as far as, what happens. The market was up as well. You would think that gold being that high would be an indication of problems coming. But so far, the economy continues to rebound to the best of its ability. Of course, with the GDP down 33% in the first part of the year, there's a long way to go. Self-inflicted injury, a lot of it, as you well know. Here's something that I started to allude to this in the beginning of the program, but I want to touch on this a little bit because it's important for you to understand. As we wait for results to come in from the race for Rashida Tlaib and other races around the country, and ballots pile up, and in the 12th Congressional District in New York, 6 weeks now. Still have no idea who won. But the judge weighing in on that now, a federal judge ordering election officials to count thousands of mail-in ballots throughout New York State that were declared invalid for not having a postmark or arriving in offices shortly after the June 23rd primary. So you don't even have to vote by Election Day in New York anymore. That's called ballot harvesting. You know, we don't have the result yet that we quite want, so we're going to allow some more ballots to come in. In granting the preliminary injunction Monday, Judge Annalisa Torres said the plaintiffs who brought the suit, including congressional candidate Suraj Patel and Brooklyn Assembly candidate Emily Gallagher, had proved that voters were disenfranchised and denied their constitutional rights after being encouraged to vote by absentee ballot during the coronavirus pandemic. We didn't encourage them to vote late. We didn't say vote, but hey, do it whenever you feel like it, whenever you get around to it. A major problem, thousands of ballots that had stamps prepaid by New York State were not postmarked by the Postal Service. That's why I encourage all Democrats to vote by mail. No postmark, particularly those coming from Brooklyn voters, but most other ballots were postmarked. But Brooklyn voters didn't really get a chance to say anything. Yep, if it's postmarked ballot was not received by election officials by June 23rd, it was not counted. Many ballots arrived at the election board a day or two after the primary election because voters did not receive them in the mail from the Postal Service until Election Day. Again, not my fault. You set the game up. Now you're trying to change the rules. Now, here's what the judge said, incorrectly, I might add. But here's what the reason I bring this to your attention. This is one lawsuit in one state over one primary and one race. Wait till November of 2020. You're going to be in for a thrill ride. The lawyers are going to be stacked up everywhere. Here's what the judge wrote in part. Judge Torres wrote, when voters have been provided with absentee ballots and assured that their votes on these ballots will be counted, the state cannot ignore a later discovered systemic problem that arbitrarily renders those ballots invalid, part of a 48-page ruling. For those who voted by absentee ballot in the Gallagher and Patel races, and in particular for those voters living in Brooklyn, accepting the state's offer to vote by absentee ballot and following the state's instructions to vote timely nonetheless resulted in their ballots not being postmarked. Under these circumstances, the policy embodied by the postmark rule deliberately adopted and intentionally applied to those ballots is sufficient to establish a violation of the Due Process Clause and the First Amendment. All false. All false. If you don't have your absentee ballot in a timely fashion, you know that if you mail it on Election Day, it's not going to get there. The law is clear. Ballots have to be in the box by Election Day. If you're going to vote absentee, do it early. Do it early, because if you do it late, it's not going to count, good chance. And these lawsuits will tie us up for weeks, months possibly. Michelle Obama supporters, speaking of the November election, urging Joe Biden to pick the former first lady as his running mate. Now, would that change the race? It might. It might change. It might shake things up. It would put Barack Obama back on the campaign trail every single day. He'll be out there as it is, but it would change things a bit. The draft Michelle Obama for VP committee touted the former first lady as the most admired woman in the world. The most admired woman in the world who could help Biden in his campaign to push President Trump out of office and reunify the country if the Democratic ticket is successful in November. Meanwhile, Donald Trump continues to do interviews, an interview with Axios getting panned by a lot of folks. But he's doing the interviews, and it's not a friendly crowd. Joe Biden isn't appearing anywhere. His wife is. Jill Biden is out there saying that, oh, he'll be there for the debates. Don't worry. Let's go to bite number one with Jill Biden doing tougher interviews. This one with Dana Perino. Doing tougher interviews and appearing more than her husband, the alleged presidential candidate. Bite one. Go.
Last week, former White House Press Secretary Joe Lockhart, he worked, of course, for Bill Clinton. He's a Democrat, supportive of your husband, said, quote, whatever you do, don't debate Trump. Wondering if you can settle this for us. Will the vice president debate Donald Trump this fall?
Oh, yes, he will. I think they've already, I think it's three debates that they decided on. So, yeah, they'll be there.
I think it's two. Okay. Do you think it's unhelpful for other Democrats to suggest that Joe Biden shouldn't debate the president?
Oh, no, I didn't even realize he had written the article. So,
okay.
No, Joe will make up his own mind.
All right.
The problem is Dana didn't ask the obvious follow-up question. Okay, he'll debate the president. Will he do it in person? In person, so you don't have the aid of teleprompters and people helping you out and answering the question for you off camera. No virtual debates. We need the real thing. We need Joe Biden and Donald Trump on the stage together. We need the real thing, no question. My thoughts, what are yours? Let me know at SteveGruber.com. Drop me a note. We'll be right here in the No Panic Zone.